WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Monday. It's April 16th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got a stormy start to the work week. High winds, driving rains for your commute. The former FBI director calls President Trump dangerous and possibly vulnerable to Russian blackmail. It's tax time. The hour is growing short to the deadline to file. A veteran New Jersey firefighter loses his job due to racist Facebook posts. He says he was hacked. In sports, Flyers fall to the Penguins. 2-1 Pittsburgh in the first round series. Devils down 2-0. Sixers play game two against the Heat tonight in Philly. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. It is a very stormy start to this work week.
Yeah, and yesterday was a pretty miserable day, and we continue the misery as we start the new work week here. Band of steady, heavy rain just now knocking on the door of southwestern New Jersey. That will move through the state between now and noon today, so we've got a long way to go before improvements start. Now, the good news about this rain is that it carries some warmer air with it, so even though temperatures are now in the 40s, with that brisk wind and with the drizzle in northern New Jersey, things will spike to at least 60 degrees for most of the state today. We're also watching the coast, a coastal flood warning for part of the Jersey Shore. This morning's high tide coming up around 8 o'clock this morning. So this morning we'll see rain and thunderstorms with a gusty wind. Just nasty out there. And then this afternoon, some improvements. Calming winds, clearing skies, and a few leftover showers. Again, those temperatures spiking into the 60s falling this afternoon. Much quieter weather ahead for the rest of the week. Right now in Toms River, it's 49, Spotswood 42, and Newark is 40.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Couple thousand are without power this morning as these wind-whipped rains continue to lash the Garden State. Wind gusts of top 40 miles an hour that tore down trees and power lines overnight. Power crews have been doing what they can to get the service restored, but they're not going to be able to get in the air until the winds die down later this morning. Some of the latest comments from former FBI Director James Comey, almost certain to escalate his war of words with President Trump. Comey said in an ABC News interview, Trump is morally unfit for office.
Our president must embody respect and adhere to the values that are at the core of this country, the most important being truth. This president is not able to do that. He is morally unfit to be president.
Comey says he believes there is some evidence of obstruction of justice in the president's actions. Hour before the interview aired, Trump took to Twitter, labeling Comey as slippery and suggesting he should be put in jail. Deadline to file your taxes falls on April 17th this year. That's midnight tomorrow. Two extra days for you to procrastinate and two extra days for accountants to try and get everybody in.
Most tax prep offices in the state didn't even have a minute to spare when I gave them a ring. It is chaos this time of year as New Jersey's procrastinators attempt to file their returns in time for the Tuesday deadline.
At this time of year, I usually work about 16 hours a day.
Kelly Vostel at Integrity Tax and Financial in Manasquan says things started heating up in mid-March and it's been nonstop since.
At this point, I'm tired.
If you still haven't pulled the trigger on filing your return, the busier offices may tell you to just file an extension. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And again, those returns have to be postmarked by midnight tomorrow. Dan Zero's commuter weather flood watch in effect for most of New Jersey through this afternoon and a coastal flood warning from Monmouth and Ocean counties. Coastal flood advisory for Atlantic and Cape May oceanfront, the Delaware Bay and the Delaware River. The heavy rain and thunderstorms with a gusty wind up to 40 miles an hour will continue to move through this morning. It's going to be with you for your morning commute. Some leftover showers this afternoon. The wind should calm and the sky should clear, but another shower could move through for tonight. Dan will have more on this stormy weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead, another Facebook post has gotten someone fired. We'll update that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather, a very stormy morning this morning. Give yourself some extra time. We are going to see very heavy wind gusts and lashing rains for much, if not all, of the morning commute. We should calm a little bit later this afternoon, and we do have some flooding concerns around the state and at the shore, particularly Monmouth and Ocean counties today. Another Facebook flap has cost someone their job. This time, it was a veteran firefighter from Bayonne who claims his Facebook page was hacked, and the racist posts that got him fired are not his. Patrick Lavery joins us live to pick up the story from there. Patrick.
Well, Keith Castaldo is suspended with pay for now, Eric, after more than 25 years with the fire department, but the chief says an investigation with the cooperation of the city is forthcoming. Castaldo admits these posts, showing photos of African Americans, Muslims, and other minorities, and including disparaging comments about former President and First Lady Obama, were on his personal page, which has since been deleted, but that he had not been active on Facebook for a while before the posts surfaced over several months last year, and that he'd been hacked, and Facebook told him so, but he did not shut his page down at that time. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. A newborn baby, not more than 48 hours old, found stuffed in a duffel bag and left on a porch in the city of Trenton last night. Police are hoping you can help identify who may have left him. Of African-American or Hispanic heritage, the baby appears to be in good health. He was found in a residential area. New Jersey's safe haven law allows unwanted infants to be surrendered at police and fire stations. No questions asked. It has gotten practically no attention, given that it accounts for less than 0.1% of more than $1.5 billion in proposed tax hikes. But Governor Murphy, as he pledged as a candidate, is proposing an additional tax on the purchase of a handgun.
Governor Phil Murphy says the state has taxes and fees that haven't budged since the 1960s, so the tax code needs updating and modernization.
Our philosophy on top of that was to let's get at the stuff that is still available that we think are more frequently than not involved in gun crimes.
The budget forecast $1.4 million in revenue from the tax, though there are no details about what the tax rate would be or how that total was calculated. The Treasury Department says the proposal would apply to all firearms. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. As the opioid crisis in New Jersey intensifies and more people get hooked on heroin, some wonder whether the state's needle exchange program should be suspended or even abolished altogether.
Roseanne Scotty of the Jersey Drug Policy Alliance says the state's six needle exchange programs are helping prevent the spread of HIV and hepatitis C, and we need to remember,
people are going to access syringes whether we have a needle exchange program or not. If there's not a needle exchange program, they'll buy them on the street, they'll reuse them, they'll share them, they'll spread diseases.
She adds thousands of people who use needle exchange programs wind up going into treatment and are able to get basic medical care, so if anything, the program should be expanded, not cut back. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Coast Guard came to the rescue of a struggling kite surfer who lost control in the choppy waters of Sandy Hook Bay Sunday. The surfer did have on the proper gear, a cold water wetsuit and a life vest, but just couldn't control the kite in the high winds. A New Jersey woman posted video of the dramatic rescue on Twitter. The surfer looks to be fine. Have you had a good cry at work lately? You're not the only one, but believe it or not, many bosses understand sometimes you just have to let loose. That's in a new Account Temp survey this morning.
About 45% of employees surveyed have admitted they cry at work, and about the same number of chief financial officers say shedding tears is acceptable as long as it's not an everyday event.
Many people do realize that there are going to be those times where someone's going to get emotional. It's just a matter of figuring out the whys behind the person getting upset.
Robert Half, Regional Vice President Ryan Gatto, says what's also interesting is that
workers age 55 and older are more likely to think crying doesn't affect one's reputation than those ages 35 to 54 and 18 to 34.
He says some reasons why people cry at the office include having an overbearing boss, a difficult coworker, a huge workload, or they could be dealing with personal issues. Jen Ursillo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is a very stormy morning and is going to be like this probably through the morning commute. When will it clear? We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, then recap our top stories next.
Dominski and Doyle.
First time caller.
And this is what it took for you to finally call us.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7.
What? They're awesome.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Dan, is there any good news in this forecast you can share with us?
I can offer you one piece of good news. You know, yesterday was such a miserable day, mostly because it was not just wet, not just windy, but also chilly. You know, we're still in the 40s this morning, so that's making it especially yucky. But with the band of steady rain that is just now moving into southwestern New Jersey, we will get some warmer air in here today. So I think most of New Jersey, away from North Jersey and away from the coast, we'll see 60s today. That is better than 40s, so there's your good news. Now, it is going to be quite wet and windy this morning with a round of heavy rain, thunderstorms, and a gusty wind of 40 miles an hour. We're also watching the coast. Minor to moderate flooding expected during this morning's high tide cycle. Oceanfront, Delaware Bay, Delaware River, and Back Bay's oceanfront high tide coming up around 8 o'clock this morning. By this afternoon, things should improve. Calming winds, clearing skies, maybe a few leftover showers, and then tonight we'll continue clearing out those skies. Still a shower chance, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, lows about 35 to 40. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a stiff breeze. There could be a few late-day showers around highs mid-50s, and optimistically, I'm saying sunshine on Wednesday with highs spiking to near 60 degrees. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, we've got a few thousand without power. Many residents and some mayors are reacting angrily to estimates the power won't be back on till 10 o'clock tonight in some areas. A veteran New Jersey firefighter from Bayonne has lost his job due to racist posts on his Facebook page, but he says he was hacked. In sports, Flyers fall to the Penguins, 2-1 advantage for Pittsburgh. Devils down 2-0, and the Sixers will play their game 2 against the Heat tonight in Philly. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:18. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning, and it's a bag full of yuck this morning. Around a heavy rain and thunderstorm sweeping through the state with a continuing gusty wind. At least temperatures will spike to near 60 degrees. Calmer conditions this afternoon. Wind speeds come down, clearing skies, and a few leftover showers. It will get pretty chilly tonight, down into the 30s, so dress appropriately. Probably raincoat and umbrella needed at least for this morning. New Jersey First News Time, coming up on 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on this stormy Monday morning, and it's going to be this way probably through your morning commute. Kids are going to need their rain gear on the way to the bus stop. The wind gusts are up to 40 miles an hour, and that wind-whipped rain is going to be with you on your way into the office. We won't get a break from this until later this afternoon when the winds will die down and skies will clear a little bit, but we still have a bit of a rain threat coming in for tonight. And we are not going to see the 80s that we saw Friday and Saturday for a while. Dan will have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The Eagles have released cornerback Darrell Worley hours after he was arrested. Worley was arrested Sunday morning near the team's practice facility. Police used a taser on him after he became combative, according to a number of reports. That report also said a gun was found in Worley's vehicle. The team first issued a statement saying it was investigating Worley's arrest and later announced that he had been cut. A family spokesman says former First Lady Barbara Bush appreciates the many kind messages and prayers that she is receiving. The 92-year-old has been a rock in the face of her failing health, according to a family spokesman who did not elaborate as to the nature of her health problems. He says she has decided not to seek additional medical care and will instead focus on comfort. She's at her home in Houston. Hundreds of New Jersey high school girls recently participated in a national competition designed to expose them to the fields of cybersecurity and technology, and many of them did very well.
Jersey Office of Homeland Security cyber boss Mike Garrity says the Girls Go Cyber Start competition was an online challenge that involved different games, encryptions, and coding.
They were required to do computer forensics, solve lots of puzzles, cybersecurity-type puzzles.
Anushka Ramkumar, who was on the Bergen County Academy's team that came in third place nationally, says cyber security is a perfect field for young women.
Girls love to work together, and girls love to really channel their energy and time into something if they're really interested in it.
In Ewing, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It is looking like the death of a 5-year-old girl who was hit by a car crossing a street appears to have been a tragic accident. The girl was hit Friday afternoon in Camden. Investigators say there was no impairment or wrongdoing by the driver, who remained at the scene after the accident. New Jersey's Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control is creating a task force to train local police in the techniques used to enforce the state's liquor laws.
ABC Director David Reibel says the division is currently accepting applications from local police departments for the task force.
This task force is going to learn how to put licensees within compliance.
Reibel says keeping the 9,000 liquor licenses in New Jersey in compliance benefits everyone, especially local citizens.
I think it's going to hopefully be a win-win for everybody and have us get more well-trained ABC officers throughout the state.
The division will accept applications from local police departments through April 23rd. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. This is Autism Awareness Month, but if you're the parent of what's called a neurotypical child, what should you know about the disorder?
Education is key, says Julie Maurer, executive director of the Phoenix Center in Nutley, and so is inclusion. Someone who has autism may not be comfortable looking a playmate in the eye or playing with them. That's called parallel play, playing next to someone else, but it doesn't mean they're disengaged.
Kids with autism want what other kids want. They really just want friends. They want to develop friendships and be included.
And a child with autism might talk incessantly about one particular topic. Maurer offered the example of dinosaurs and says a classmate who wants to befriend and understand that child should be patient, but inject some of his or her own knowledge about that subject to move the conversation forward. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 526. Stormy weather for the morning commute. When will it clear? We'll have full forecast details in 4 minutes coming up on the half hour at 530. Also at 530, we'll update the power outages and what James Comey had to say about Donald Trump. Business news is next.
All Jersey, all the time.
What do I listen to? Always 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28 as we update business news. Shares mixed in Asia after an upbeat start to the week. Chinese benchmarks are leading the decliners. Commerce Department will have details on last month's retail sales data for today, and Wall Street looks to open flat. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Danietta Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
So I was at the gym the other day, and I saw this very attractive woman. And I went over to the trainer. I said, "Hey, Ryan, what machine should I use in here to impress that woman over there?" He took one look at me and said, "Big Joe, how about trying the ATM machine out in the lobby?"
Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Weekdays we talk, weekends we rock.
And NJ101.5.com.